Shabbat shalom. A husband and wife were in a checkout line in a crowded supermarket the day before Thanksgiving. People were pushing, and the wife was growing exasperated, ready to chastise anyone who was pushing ahead. Her husband, on the other hand, was calm and collected, and his sense of repose annoyed her, because she wanted him to feel as upset as she was. Why was he letting people get away with pushing? The wife turned to him and said, "Why are you so calm, even when people are acting disrespectfully?" He gently put his hand on his wife's elbow and said, "I'm not in a rush. I don't need to get angry. I don't need to push back. I don't need to engage. Why should I give them that power over me?" This story has stuck with me all these years, in part because it is so counterintuitive to me as someone who gets easily frustrated waiting in lines. But I see the deep wisdom in the husband's refusal to be whipped around by relatively meaningless external circumstances. When people are behaving with disregard for others, we don't have to follow suit. The first century sage Hillel said, "In a place where there are no menches, be a mensch." And in more recent years, Michelle Obama said, "When they go low, we go high." We have the freedom to take the high road. We have the freedom to hold ourselves to a strong moral and ethical code. We are taught that Torah leads to freedom. Yet it's not immediately obvious that receiving Torah has anything to do with freedom. After all, we went from being slaves to Pharaoh to being servants to God. But as Argentine Jewish activist Andre Spokoini says, "Freedom without responsibility means slavery to one's basest instincts." Responsibility in Hebrew is achrayut, from the word acher, other. Only when I comprehend and embrace my responsibility towards the other can I truly be free. Torah is our master code for living with moral and ethical responsibility. This week in our Torah portion, the Israelites received the Ten Commandments. We receive Torah not as individuals, but as a community. Personal freedom is always in relationship to communal freedom. Yet how many of us actually feel obligated to community? As moderns, we think of freedom as an expression of the unencumbered self, being able to do whatever we want without obstacles. We find ourselves in a broad cultural context in which the primary obligation is to the self. But this is not the Jewish way. Hillel famously said, "If I am not for myself, who will be for me? But if I am only for myself, what am I?" While we certainly need to take care of ourselves, we are always considering others. Our liturgy teaches us that there are acts that we can engage in that are without measure, meaning that they are invaluable to a good life. To name a few, visiting the sick, providing for the wedding couple, being present to those in grief, and making peace among people. This is what it means to have a good life. Yet we are living in a time of distrust. Many of us won't allow ourselves to be vulnerable enough to reach out for help. We have a hard time trusting others. But Judaism is a religion of community. This has been our core strength. This has been our way of survival all these centuries. Community means being there for one another, even when we are too busy or don't have the interest or want to push ahead and ignore others. We are interdependent. Do not separate yourself from the community. Do not trust in only yourself until the day of your death, warned Hillel. Being in community means that we are responsible to one another so that none of us should ever be left without support. We have a net of security. We don't have to spend all of our freedom just working to survive. We read in the Torah 36 times to take care of the stranger, the widow, and the orphan. We are responsible to one another. This week, we think of the many people whose lives have been lost in the wake of the devastating earthquake in Turkey and Syria. And when we think of the suffering of others, it is incumbent upon us to respond with aid to the best of our ability. Grounding our lives in Torah gives us the ability to see the world from a broader perspective, to take notice of those around us and our obligations to one another, to refuse to be enslaved to our basest instincts, and to use our freedom to choose life-affirming paths, building deeply fulfilling relationships that nurture and uplift equality, justice, and wholeness. Shabbat Shalom.